Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
It is a final, and the results are good at American Family Field. Another Brewers victory. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen alongside is Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that is his name. And a Brewers 6-1 victory to take care of Game 1 over the Texas Rangers. They are now rolling. It seemingly is a win every night now. It does seem like that. And the offense is starting to score a bunch of runs. A lot more hustle tonight. And by the way, is Logan Henderson for real? My goodness. 7 innings of one hit, one run baseball. Of course, it had to be Danny Jansen, right? I would understand Jock Peterson. But yeah, Danny Jansen did the job. Aaron Aspie, a scoreless 8th inning, and then it was D.L. Hall striking out the side in a perfect 9th. Henderson goes 7 full. That matches a career high for him. He is rewarded with his 9th victory on the campaign, and the Brewers now a season high 33 games over 500 at 84-51. And guys, they now lead the Cubs in the Central by 8 games. 8 games over the Cubs with 27 games remaining here in the regular season and the championship season.
That's good, right?
Yeah, I would think that's really good. I mean, you're putting some pressure on Chicago. The Dodgers did win. You still maintain the best record in baseball. You are still 3 up in the seeding race, if you will. But another big win for the Brewers and a collective team effort. A starter that was a left-hander for the Texas Rangers. And lo and behold, Pat Murphy says, you know what? I've been sitting guys like Yelich and Mitchell against lefty starters for a while. I'm going to go with all my lefties tonight. Just to get at you, Tim Allen. I'm just going to get at you because that is interesting. Really interesting. I would love to hear that question. You know, you've been sitting some of these guys against lefties. Boom. Is it a certain type of lefty? Maybe that's it. And he just put, look at the bottom end of that lineup. The final 3 hitters in the lineup, 7, 8, 9, all lefties. Terang was in there. Yelich was in there. Bowers was in there. Mitchell was in there. Hamilton was in there. I mean, all the lefties in there. My goodness, a nice win. Another nice win for the Brewers. 6-1 final. Want to get your reaction on this. Nicolay Law talking text line at 414-677-1250. A beautiful night in mid to late August here, and roof open, panels open, and a 41,000 plus crowd, Evan?
41,620. So I would say capacity.
Yes,
very well close.
Considered a sellout. Yeah, I would say that goes by percentage. So they will call that a sellout. But what a beautiful night. Are we enjoying Brewers baseball as much as we should? We get all flustered and fluttered up. There's another word I just made up. With benching Cooper Pratt and Yelich and that conversation and the offense being inconsistent. Don't look now, the offense here in about a week and a half, they've been averaging about 6 runs a game. And they've scored 8 runs, 8 runs, and 6 runs now in consecutive games. Full team effort. You saw some hustle tonight. You saw a 2-out bunt base hit by David Hamilton with 2 outs. That created a run. You saw Garrett Mitchell beat out a double play. That created a run. I mean, you're looking at some full team effort with this team right now. And they get the victory, 6-1 the final. Let's go back, get you a quick game recap. Logan Henderson fell behind the first two hitters. And you thought, you know what? I mean, like Harrison, there's a bump in the road here and there, or Dustin May, or whoever. And you're thinking, yeah, you fall 3-1 to Peterson. You end up getting him. You fall 3-0 to Seager. You end up getting him. And he ends up pitching a 1-2-3 inning. So we'll take that. Now, in the bottom of the first, love scoring runs in the first inning of game one of a series, don't I? Oh, my goodness, I love it. That's a tone setter right there. Bryce Terang, a leadoff bunt base hit, moves to second on the air. Churio then with a fly ball to right, did move Terang to third. Bowers with a walk, corners, one out. And it's set up while Bill and Contreras got it in play.
Snap tonight. Breaks his bat, slow roller. And the only play is first base. That'll do. Brewers getting all Brewers-y in the first inning. They score a run without benefit of a hit. Contreras credited with an RBI on a 6-3 grounder.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, we would go on to hear from him a little bit later on during this recap. Brought up Christian Yelich, and this is sweet to see.
3-2 the count. Yelich hits that one sharply left center. It is off the base of the wall on a hop. Coming in to score is Bowers and Christian Yelich. A 2-out RBI double. And the Brewers strike for 2 in this first inning.
Yeah, he's swinging the bat really well lately.
2-out, 2-strike RBI double that gave the Brewers a 2-zip lead. Toosie's wild. 2-2-2. 2 hits, a walk, an error, 2-zip into the second inning, and neither team scored in that second inning. Henderson, 1-2-3 top. Brewers had a 1-out double by Sal Frelick, and they would strand him at third base. Into the third inning, Henderson, first 2 outs in the third. That's when Danny Jansen, a little lightning strike there, got him for a solo home run. About that same time, I have noted here the Cardinals kicked a field goal to go up 3-0 over the Packers. Almost happened at almost the exact same time. Brewers men on base in the third trying to answer back. 1-out base hit by Bowers. Contreras a base hit, first and second. With just that 1 out, it brought up Yelich, and he rolled on it. Ooh, ouch, 463 into the fourth inning. It stayed 2-1. 1-2-3 for Henderson, just setting him up and knocking him down. Took a bite out of the pitch count there. Langford, I believe, it was a 9-pitch at-bat in that fourth inning. 5 Ks through the 4 for Henderson. Joey O, a leadoff infield single, and 3 straight fly balls after that led to nothing in the 4th. 1-2-3 for Henderson again in the 5th inning. Base running call was made against the Rangers running inside the running lane. 1 run given up, 1 hit into the bottom of the 5th. Henderson, 69 pitches through that first 5 innings. 2-out base hit by Bowers, wasted in the bottom half. Game moved into the 6th, that 2-1 crew. Needs some insurance. As Henderson pitched that 1-2-3 sixth inning, four straight changeups to Jock Peterson in a strikeout to him. That was sweet to see. Sixth inning, talked about insurance. Leadoff broken bat infield single by Christian Yelich in the sixth inning. Joey then popped up a bunt for the first out. Ouch. Mitchell then, right there, beat out a double play attempt that would have ended the inning. So runner at first for Sal Frelick. He drew a walk, two on, two out, and it brought up a mound visit from Schumacher. And what were they talking about? Whatever they were saying out there, Schumacher, it didn't work because David Hamilton came through.
And there's a base hit into center field. Mitchell out third, headed to the plate. He will score. And some two-out magic here by the Brew Crew as David Hamilton makes it a 3-1 Brewers lead.
A big hit and an insurance.
And you credit Mitchell on the hustle in that inning and the walk to Sal Frelick. Tyler Alexander came in after that to face Bryce Terang.
Brewers legend.
Alexander, oh my gosh. Terang would ground out off him to end the inning. Into the seventh inning, now a Brewers 3-1 lead. And how about Henderson, 1-2-3 in the seventh inning, 7-4, one run on one hit, 7-punch. And that 3-1 lead, it just got a little bit better in that seventh inning as it was a one-out walk to Bowers on base four consecutive times to that point. He would steal, and I talked about a team effort and some hustle, he would steal second base and during the Contreras at-bat, and that paid off on the next pitch because William Contreras came through.
Runner at second now, and Contreras back up the middle, a base hit. The stolen base and the RBI single, and it's 4-1 Brewers.
Yeah, it was 4-1 as you're hearing on Brewers TV. Yelich, a little flare, base hit. First and second, one in, one out. Brewers looking for that knockout blow. It was Joey O. And the Joey chance, 41,600-plus. Joey, Joey. Oh, man, I was feeling it for Joey right there. Come on, baby. Nope, he struck out. Ah, ouch. Pitching change to face Garrett Mitchell. He is pulled back. Andrew Vaughn would ground out as he was in to pinch hit for Mitchell. Brewers made it 4-1 into the eighth inning. Aaron Ashby, what does Aaron Ashby do? Gets the job done, but he gets the job done with base runners. Gave up a hit and a walk, and the tying run was to the plate there with two outs. It stayed 4-1. Now, you need some insurance here. Yeah, let's sit McGill down as he was getting ready to come in. Sal Frelick, a bunt base hit. How about David Hamilton, a bunt base hit? How about Bryce Terang squaring the bunt? No, it didn't work. He would strike out bunting on 0-2. I mean, that took something right there. Brought up Jackson Churio. No bunt here. How about an RBI base hit?
And that one's through, a base hit. Rounding third, headed home is Frelick, and Churio with a pick-me-up. It's an RBI single, and it's 5-1 Brewers.
It's a big add-on run.
And they weren't done yet. Bowers would work a walk on base five times for number nine. How about that? Shit, Mr. Shin Splints. Bases loaded, get the ball in play, and William Contreras did it.
Contreras into center field. Plenty deep. Matter of fact, all three runners are going to tag. Hamilton's going to score. Throw comes into third base, and Churio is in. And it is 6-1. Contreras with a 3-RBI game.
6-1, and that was your final as D.L. Hall struck out the side in order in the ninth inning. And then the crowd was waiting for Cole Swindell. There's a Cole Swindell concert tonight. Have you heard of him, Evan?
Not even in the slightest, no.
A country artist. All right, let's squeeze in one call before we have to take a break. We've got plenty of time. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. And we are going to talk some Brewers baseball after this 6-1 win. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Austin on the Odyssey app. What's going on, Austin? Another nice win for the crew.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim, Evan, how's it going? Definitely a good win here. Appreciate you taking my call. Just a couple points here that I want to highlight. This is a Brewer style of win, right? You have a great pitching performance by Logan Henderson, and then you grind it out and you wreak havoc on the bases. You make things happen, and then you get the big hit. So that's good. It's all that we're clicking on all of that. Other thing, it's going to be fun to see in the playoffs, Miz, Harrison, and Henderson. When those guys are on, that's going to be a lot of fun to see. And then, hopefully Dustin May can kind of, get some form too. But that's going to be up there with anybody. You mentioned it's like, has Logan Henderson arrived? I think he has. And really where I think that it happened was that Sunday, last game against the Dodgers in LA, mm-hmm. where he was going against Skubal. He knew his name was floated out there as part of the trade, and I think he had a little, he wanted to show what he could do, and that was a great performance, and I think he's just riding that, which has been great. Last point I kind of want to make is I think the big question is I don't want to jinx anything, but is this division over? I mean, even if we split those last seven games with the Cubs, they're not going to gain any ground on us. We're 8 games up. I mean, even if we play 500 ball the rest mm-hmm. of the way, they got to go something crazy like 22 or in 5.
They do.
But it's going to be interesting. And then I'm actually, I'm going to be going up to Baltimore for the Friday, September 19th game. Taking
so
my
am I.
Well, there's Evan.
Oh,
you can
really?
Hook up with Heffelbanger.
I'll be there Friday and Sunday.
Okay, I'll be up there Friday, man. If you want to link up, let me know. We should get a beer or something.
I'll be there for a bachelor party, actually. So if you want to buy 8 beers, feel free.
I could maybe do that for you guys.
Look at that. You got a round on Austin. There you go.
Yeah, I'm taking my 8-year-old, my son, and he's a big Brewers fan, and he's, I'm talking to him about maybe some possible autographs we can get. So, Evan, if you can help me get an autograph for him, I'll buy you guys around.
Okay. Ooh, well, maybe. No. Maybe that's something you can work out. Well, listen, I'm going to put you back on hold, Austin, and Evan's going to grab your number, all right? So sit tight.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then come back. We've got a ways to go here, so plenty of time. If you're on hold, want to get your reaction here. Another Brewers victory. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, don't you think? I mean, it just is. Is this team different? I don't know. Maybe they're all different, I guess. But do you feel better about this season than maybe last year or the year before? They're all good. The feelings that we've had the last 3 years now running at about this time. But is this any different with this type of pitching? Oof. Look out. You're going to be in every game. That's all I got to say. You pitch like this, like they have all season long. I don't care if it's postseason or not. You pitch like this, you will be in every single one of those games. That gives you a chance, without question. All right, we'll take a break. It's the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Tim Allen, Evan Heffelfinger, yes, that is his real name, and a Brewers 6-1 win. Stick around.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's PRENUVO.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Who gave the crew some breathing room? What play was it? It's time for the insurance run of the game, brought to you by G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. On the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
You had five runs worth of insurance, and we'll get to our insurance run of the game, which is brought to you by G2 Insurance. In sports, you want a teammate who has been there before, and in Wisconsin, that teammate is G2 Insurance Services. They aren't just an agency. They're your friend in insurance, whether you're a business owner needing a specialized BOP or a homeowner protecting your family. G2 builds relationships on honesty and value, from auto to home to complex commercial coverage. Tom and the team at G2 have been the neighborhood pros since 2004. Don't get caught without a game plan. Call G2 Insurance Services today at 262-784-0644 or visit g2ins.com. G2 Insurance, your friend in insurance. We will get to your phone calls here after the break here. I hate to do this to you, but if you're on hold, we got a long segment coming up, so sit tight. But this was your insurance run of the game as heard on Brewers TV.
Rounding third, headed home is Frelick, and Cheerio with a pick-me-up. It's an RBI single, and it's 5-1 Brewers.
It's a big add-on run.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're talking Brewers baseball. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Baseball fans, the game is over.
Ball game over!
Welcome to the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. Bet above the rest. Only at the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Milwaukee. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 21 seasons. We'll hear from the manager, the players, and the highlights from the game. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network.
Another big win for the Crew, 6-1 the final. They take game one of this three-game weekend series over the Texas Rangers. Welcome back, Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. I just want to reflect on something here. They're 84-51. Let that resonate for a second. I mean, 84-51. I mean, think about that. Are you kidding? This is happening, right? They're starting to look good, really good. And who knows? I mean, I'm always dreaming. Always. Aren't we? I call it the championship season every year, all the way through until they're eliminated. But is this different? Maybe? Maybe? All right, let's get to you guys. Nicolay Law talking. Text line 414-677-1250 to Will. Will, what's going on? Another Brewers victory.
Yeah, a great one. So I got a couple things quick. I'm going to say it, and then you can tell me what you got to think about that. First, I looked it up during the game. Why is nobody talking about Henderson for Rookie of the Year in the NL? Because technically he's a rookie.
Is he eligible?
He is still eligible.
He's eligible.
Oh, he's making a case now.
He doesn't even show him in the top four. After today, maybe, but he should be.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. Second, I have to say I've watched a ton of games this year, listened to a ton of games this year. This might have been the best overall game we have played all season.
It definitely is one of them. There's no question. It is definitely one of them. There were a few little blips there. Terang didn't get a bunt down. You had Ortiz get a bunt down.
My thing with the Terang bunt is I would rather not have him get that bunt down than go swinging there and hit a double play.
True, yeah.
So you have that. My last thing is, as much as everybody likes to complain that we haven't made a World Series and we can't beat the Dodgers and blah, 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 enjoy the ride we're on. I'm 44. I've watched a lot of Brewers baseball. I had a grandma that lived and died with Brewers baseball, told me stories about County Stadium and all of the seasons we've had, especially the last three or four. This is the best baseball we have ever seen in about anybody's life that's still alive now. So no matter where it ends up, just enjoy this ride we're on because it is amazing and it is fun to watch.
Good stuff, Will. Thank you for the call. That is good. And when you... I agree with you in terms of the best Brewers baseball. I would just add that it's the best run and the longest run of the best Brewers baseball because they didn't make a World Series. And I lived through that at an age in which I was going crazy. I mean, I was 18 years old at that time. And it was nuts. I mean, center stage, spotlight, directly. The baseball world was looking at your Milwaukee Brewers. It's got to happen again. You continue to do this. It has to happen, don't you think? Four consecutive division titles? Are you kidding me? They're eight games up with 27 to play. They just go 14-13 in those 27 games. 14-13, right around 500. They're at 98 victories. That's just going 500. One would assume they're going to play a little bit better than 500, don't you think? And at 98, Cubs ain't catching them. At 98, the Brewers would have to allow it to happen. Not to say it's impossible that the Cubs could catch them, but what it would take would be not the Cubs creating it. It would have to be the Brewers allowing it to happen. Just saying. All right, let's go to our buddy Dan in Toma, Wisconsin. What's going on, Daniel?
Hey, it's a great game. Great day today, Tim. You know, I was texting with my boys all day watching the Cubs game. And then the pitching these last two games, I just can't. It's just phenomenal. Everybody seems to come around. I think after that Sunday night fiasco, where everyone give Murph a little BS about pulling out Cooper Pratt, I think it kind of shook. How you say that? You shake the trees, the apples hit the ground. But this team is so fun to watch, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Just like our prior caller, Will, who enjoy that ride. I mean, we're winning a bunch of baseball games, and I know a lot of people want to jump step and fast forward until let's see what they do in the postseason. Well, okay, we will. We'll get there eventually, and we'll talk about it a little bit, but it's not like it's going to be, this is no fun, and what will validate this fun will only be what happens in the playoffs. I don't know if I agree with that, Dan.
No, you got to sit back and look how we started the year with the injuries, and nobody expected the Brewers to be where they're at right now. You know, and here's another thing, Tim. The Dodgers, they could end up being a three seed. This could throw a whole monkey wrench in the whole thing. The good. Dodgers aren't playing that good ball, so I'm not afraid of them. I love the Brewers, and I love baseball. So.
All right, Danny.
Have a good night, Tim.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's bring in – I didn't even tell you this the last half hour. The Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski, joins us right now. Pipe Bomb, I was on with you and Justin. Look at this. So Pat Murphy throws in all his lefties against a lefty starter tonight. Do you happen to notice that? It's almost like, I'm going to go ahead and punch these lefties into the lineup card, and boom. Look what happens. Now they put up a couple of runs in the first inning, and they went away a little bit, but then they tacked on late. You had a couple of adjustments there. Vaughn to pinch hit for one of the lefties, Mitchell. But, So they, Yelich got his first start against lefty in I don't know how long. And then he ends up with three hits on the night. How does Murphy know all this? I'm not sure. I do.
Well, this is exactly why you sit there and you play so well for so long this season, because you're able not only to rest people and get stuff, you know, everybody ready for the postseason, that, and, you know, arrange your lineup and your rotation however you want. But you also, when you have such a big lead in the division with so few games to go, you can put your guys in uncomfortable situations that they're going to be forced to have to deal with come playoff time. And I think that's what Murphy did tonight. Obviously, they responded with the W. Granted, it's against Texas. It's not against a world beater. But they're still competing for the playoffs. Yeah. So, you know, it's not the worst team in the league either. So, you know, he put the boys in an uncomfortable situation, and they answered the call.
No doubt. And I just find it hard to believe that come postseason time, that Christian Yelich is going to even sit one game. He will start. I'm just assuming Christian Yelich is going to start every playoff game and through the World Series. I would say that. Let's bring in a call, and Pipe Bomb, you can just hang out with us for a while. Nicolay Law talking text line 414-677-1250. One of the leaders of the Cole Swindell fan club, and he loves country music, is our buddy Fergie. Mr. Ferguson, what's going on? do you know who Cole Swindell is?
I don't have. If he literally came up to me and slapped me in the face, I would have no idea who you're talking about.
Hold on a second. Evan, you got a Swindell song? I asked you, I put a little homework assignment on Evan Heffelbanger here. And I'm sure I've heard Cole Swindell, but. There we go. Yeah, crank this up. Check this out. Yeah, this is a big hit for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
For
turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.
That is all that I can stomach.
I like
that
it.
That was almost an FCC violation.
Fergie, what's going on, man? The Brewers just keep keeping on.
It's great. It's great to hear, Pipe. How you doing? Long time no speak, buddy. Glad to be
here. Yeah. What's up? Here. What's up, Fergs?
You asked earlier, and I want to shout out to Will. You said it well. I want to build off of it a little if I could, because you asked if we're enjoying this enough. And I don't think a lot of fans are. I think that some of that is to be expected. The expectation level has been reset for the Brewers. And, if they're not 162-0, some people are not going to be happy. That's how sports goes. But when you look at, as Will mentioned, the history for us older fans, and I'm old now, we remember the dark, dark days, okay? But there's a rational reason beyond an emotional one or a perspective one to be happy and excited about the way that they're playing. They're good every year. You're no longer doing this kind of, should we go all in and then suck for 10 years? We don't have to do that anymore. This is a consistent year in, year out. The stuff that we used to be jealous as all get out of the St. Louis fans for having, we have that right now.
That's a great point. I thought about that. Somebody brought up, I want to say it was Sparky, brought up the Cardinal way the other night. And I thought, you know what? The Brewers have their own little thing going on that other players have heard about around the league. And the proof of that is when the Brewers do acquire someone from other organizations, they say the same thing. They're happy to be in Milwaukee. You're right. The Brewers have their own way.
As I'm sitting here watching a pregame score-a-thon, I'm reminded of the moment that Reggie White made the decision to sign with Green Bay and how everything seemed to turn on that moment.
That was the jump the shark moment, yeah.
Well, but Green Bay went from someplace you were going to be exiled to someplace you wanted to go. The same is happening in Milwaukee right now with the Brewers. The difference is there's no salary cap and revenue sharing, so they can't do what Green Bay does in that regard. But they are, like the Packers, really good every year. And not just good, not just over 500, really good. Missing the playoffs now is a disappointment. So, yes, you should be happy.
Yes. I'll let Pipe Bomb, I'll keep you here. I'll keep you here, Fergie. Yeah. Pipe Bomb, I'll let you expand on that because I know you're a season ticket holder for Green Bay. I don't know who it was, and I do remember this. He said exiled to Green Bay. I don't know if that was the case in Milwaukee, but probably fairly close. I remember an NFL coach that had the sideline audio going on, and he was super pissed at his team. And he goes, I don't care. I'll ship all of you guys to Green Bay if you don't improve. That I don't think it was that bad in Milwaukee, but it was a long string of losing for this organization.
Well, yeah, and that's why it was such a huge thing and why this current run that they're on with winning the division every single year, all the years of making the playoffs, you've got to change the culture. You've got to sit there and change the perception around baseball to get free agents to even be interested and consider you an option. And there was still idiots that had the beloved on the no-trade clauses this year. I forgot what his name was, but somebody had no Brewers, no Reds. It was like kind of like the NL Central was out.
Hell, Walker Buehler a few years ago laughed when the Brewers were in talks of signing someone. Yeah.
Yeah, and, ass clown. So, but you sit there and you change the perception, you change the culture, and good things are going to happen. You know, we're living in the glory days now. I love it. Every year is exciting. There was no question. I'm old school. My wife, she won't let me put two TV set up anywhere in my house. And so, it was on the Brewers and never changed.
Fergie,
same here. I watched all the way through some of the post game show, but before I even turned the Packers on. And I'm a baseball, I'm a team head. You guys know that. So that's probably not entirely surprising. But the Brewers are, the Brewers have understood that it's the best way to be great is to be good all the time. Occasionally, you will be great. You will have magical years. This year, they feel different, Tim, another point you raised earlier. This team feels different. They're more mature. They're you know, last year, every win, I mean, they went on these long streaks, and it was like every win was a playoff win. By the time the playoffs came around, they were emotionally spent.
And this has a little more conviction involved. Like, they expect to win. And I'm not saying they didn't last couple of years, but it just... It does appear that this is the outcome we intend to have on a regular basis. It's not like they're over-celebrating at all. There's none of that going on.
Also, keep in mind, as we get towards playoff baseball, which I'm excited to see, but I hate when it comes because that means the season's over. When we get to playoff baseball, they're not going to be intimidated by anybody they step on the field with. They believe that they belong there, and the core of this team now has NLCS experience.
Yep.
That they're not a bunch of untested rookies and young kids who's never done it. This team has been tested. They've been through the ringer. They know what losing in that moment feels like, and they're gonna work their ass off to avoid it.
Yeah.
It's a different team this year. Very different.
All right, Mr. Ferguson, thank you. Good conversation. I agree in that I've said it before, and I'll repeat myself, Pipe Bomb, in that I think guys like Frelick, those of you that want them to sit in the postseason, I think that's a mistake. I do. You want to play those guys. You want to play Yelich. You want to play Frelick, because just what Ferguson said, they've been through this thing. We'll get to another call here with Pipe Bomb. Pastor Babs, what do you say, my friend?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Pipe, long time no talk to. I talked to you a couple times last year.
Yeah, brother, how you doing, man?
I am doing great. So, a couple things. This team is different than last year. They absolutely are.
Oh, this just in. The Packers get the victory. Evan, what's the final? They must have come back late in that game.
Yeah, final score of 42-38. They scored the touchdown with, I think, 17 seconds left.
Oh, beautiful. there you go. And you may say it's only preseason. Hey, I'll tell you the same thing I've said for 20-plus years at spring training every year. Winning is never a bad thing. Okay, whether it's in preseason or a spring training game. But go ahead, Babs.
All right, so a challenge to you guys on the postgame show. I think with this 7-game stretch with the Cubs coming up, we ought to do a daily update of the magic number.
Okay.
Because the heck with them, right? We're 8 games up with 7 games to play against these guys. Let's start counting down, because why not, right?
I would like to do a magic number on where the Cubs sit. Hell, they better get their stuff together. I hope they don't. They may fall out of this thing altogether.
It might be time for them to stop thinking about us and start thinking about, like, the Phillies and the Padres.
Great point. Great point to try and get themselves into the playoffs.
Right, because they're on the verge right now. You watch the power rankings, they're number 4 or 5. They could fall out of that real freaking quick.
Yeah, I think they're, 3 games above the final wild card spot? I want to say it's around 3 games.
It was 4 going into tonight. Today's game's not standing.
Okay, so yeah, it may be right around 3 games. that could dissipate in 27 games easily.
Yeah, and the other point I wanted to bring up is, this team has so many more. Like, last year, we were had the best record in baseball, going into the playoffs, all that stuff, number one seed, great. This year, we have more bullets in the chamber. You know what I'm saying?
Seems like pitching does. Yeah, pitching, that's what pitching does. I mean, because they do. They do have some additional bullets.
We have 7, 8, 9, 10 starters that could legit go. Like, who doesn't want Grant Anderson to sit out the postseason? Bring up Sprout, bring up Crow, bring up somebody who's stretched out. Because if somebody has a dud of a start, put in a guy who's stretched out and who's dominated in the bigs before. Like Sprout has dominated before. Not always. Crow has dominated in the bigs before. Not always. But that's a better thing to bring in than Grant Anderson for an inning. Right?
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe there's some divine intervention from Pastor Babs. Listen, Babs, we got to scoot, but thank you. Maybe it'll be a Priester moment, or when the Brewers beat the Lord, or maybe it'll be Mark Church, the reliever of the Texas Rangers, acquired by the Brewers.
Or, you know, like when you go to church and you sit on the pews and sometimes it's a little rough, like Brandon Woodruff, maybe?
Woodruff. Okay, yeah, let's not forget about that. Pipe, let's bring in Bodie. Bodie on the Nicolay Law Talking text line. Bodie, you're on with Pipe Bomb.
Hey, guys, how are we doing tonight?
More important, how you are.
We're doing better after this win.
Hey, congratulations on your graduation, too, my friend.
Thank
you. Yes, sir.
We just went out to dinner tonight and watched the Packers and watched some Brewers baseball and just hung out with a couple family members who we haven't seen in a while.
Nice.
And they asked how good the Brewers were because they're from out in the middle of nowhere, Nebraska. And I told them they're the best team in baseball. I said, this year, it's never World Series or bust, but this year I do think it is World Series or bust.
It's as close as it, Pipe Bomb, your reaction on that, it is as close to championship or bust as this organization has been since 82.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's time. You know, they've knocked on the door. They got to game 7 of the NLCS. They got swept out of the NLCS. It's time for them to take the next step. You know, it's hard not to be extremely confident. Best record in all of baseball last year. Best record as of today. All of that. But, you know, that's not to say that I don't have concerns. But, you know, overall, hell yeah, man. You know, we're all here for it. That's what we're waiting on.
Yep. All right, Bodie. Well, have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. All right.
See you, buddy. All right. Pipe Bomb, hold on. You can stick around, right?
Oh, yeah.
I spent...
Timmy, you know me. I got nothing to do.
How long did I spend on your and Justin's podcast today?
Like 45 minutes or an hour or something like that. So
okay. All right.
So I got all the time you need, brother.
Okay, fair enough. Murphy on the way and more conversation with Pipe Bomb as the Brewers get the 6-1 win to take game one of this 3-game series and go to a season high 33 games over 500. 84-51. There's still 27, well, I would say mostly glorious games. I do want to mention this, that enjoy the ride. In a weird way, when we get frustrated at our Brewers and their offense can't get a ball in play and, you know, somebody makes an error and we get frustrated and we rant and rave about it, that is part of the enjoyment of the ride. Stevie hates when I say that. Sparky hates when I say that. But that makes the winning that much sweeter. That's all part of it. That's all the emotional part of it. I can't help it. I'm not going to make any promises that I won't be frustrated again in the next 27 games, Pipe Bomb. What are the chances of me being frustrated at least one time in the next 27 games?
100%.
100%. Evan, you agree?
Yes.
Okay, but that's part of it. In a weird way, in a strange way, that's part of it. All right, Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. Brewers win again, 6-1 the final. good is Logan Henderson? 19 career starts. We'll bring Pipe Bomb back in here. Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. A 2.3 ERA in his career in 19 starts, Pipe Bomb. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, that's the only concern that I have going in with the playoffs here is the reliance on so many young starters for the Crew.
True.
You know, it's really one of those things. I wish they had at least one dude who was in the league for about 8 years or more. But yeah, he's just been unbelievably impressive. It's really great to see.
Yeah, what is his ERA now, Evan, after tonight's start? Is it 2.5?
After tonight's start, it is at 2.48.
Yeah, 2.48 earned run average this season. That's just, I mean, that's just crazy good. And it seems like the Brewers have these pop-up guys, Hook and Henderson, in that laboratory, whatever they want to call it. they work with these guys, and it seemingly they have a couple of guys just pop up. You know, it was Chad Patrick the 1 year. It was Quinn Priester in a year. And now it's Logan Henderson. And you could throw Kyle Harrison in there as well. But let's not forget about tomorrow's starter, Shane Drouin. He's been dynamite, too, as a young starter. It's pretty incredible. A season high now, 33 games over 500. A season high lead over the Cubs in the Central is 8 games. And with 27 to play, we're looking for health, right? I mean, that's the thing. You're looking for health on the way out. You are also looking to continue winning and just playing good baseball. Their offense seems to be sort of getting back in action here, becoming a little bit more consistent. I think in the last, 11 games or so, they've averaged about 6 runs a game. So they're working on putting things together at the right time. That might be all this is about. If they're playing their best baseball from mid-September to late October for that 5 weeks, 6 weeks, they will win the World Series. If they're playing their best baseball, which I don't think they have quite yet, Pipe.
Yeah, I don't think they have all season yet either. There's still another level for this team to get to. And the fact that they do have the best record without playing as well as they could says a whole lot for, you know, not only the front office, all the coaches and the players as well. So, you know, there's a whole lot of good going on right now. You know, like you said, you just got to stay healthy. You got to keep playing with conviction. Yes. My favorite band. And when would my favorite band, Conviction? You know, first of all, Cole Swindell caught a lot of strays tonight. And that song that Heffels was playing sounded absolutely terrible. But he does have that one good song, She Had Me at Heads Carolina. That's a good one.
Okay.
I don't know anything else that he did. But if you sit in there and you bring in a Jody Messina song, I like that. But when is my favorite band, Conviction, playing again, Timmy?
Yeah, we won't be playing any Cole Swindell. It's tomorrow night at Dickie's in Racine, Highway 11 and 32 in Racine. So come on out and have a beer. You've heard about the band, and you probably think it's a dog and pony show, and to a degree it kind of is. But, yeah, we'll be having some beers tomorrow. We'll have the game on at Dickie's. So tomorrow night we'll start playing, I think it's 7 o'clock, somewhere in there. But, yeah, we'd love to see that. Also, it's funny, whenever Lane Grindle and Levering and those guys mention the word, including Pat Murphy, mention that word conviction, I always get a text from buddies. Yo, they were saying something about your band. No, they weren't. they were not. No. But that is the key here. Pipe Bomb, will let you go. That is the key that, playing with, I won't say swagger or bravado at all or cockiness, I would think that it is an appropriate word, and I don't think they've achieved that. We've seen snippets of conviction play for this baseball team this year. We haven't seen it for long stretches of time, but they seem, I think the word to use is more confident this year. Would confidence be the word? Last thing for you, Pipe Bomb.
That's one way to say it. I kind of like cocky. I love the way that Lara plays. He plays with a chip the size of a house on his shoulder. You can tell he's got all the confidence in the world in himself. You know that Andrew Fisher's got the same, and he's on the way. Hit 40 homers this year in the minors already. So, you know, I think that this team is going to be young. They're going to be confident slash cocky going forward. This team is playing with BDE, and they deserve it, being 30-whatever games over 500, just killing it. So, yeah, they just got to keep it up, man. But it's great. This team is, you know, so much fun to watch.
Six runs tonight for that offense. Last couple of nights, a bougie on the board. And
Jeezy.
I'm sorry, a Jeezy. So I'm so uncool. So,
what happened to your street cred, Tim?
I know that. Jeezy is okay. Yeah, explain this. I was on your podcast, and I was supposed to work the word Jeezy into the broadcast tonight, which is
I guess. He's a rapper, and I guess his nickname is the Snowman. And this is all stuff that I learned today from from Justin. But yeah, I
so
guess
Jeezy's
so. Anytime
nickname is the Snowman, and the Brewers scored eight runs the last couple of nights.
And speaking of Snowman, Ryan Braun used Young Jeezy's song as his walk-up song for a long time in his career.
Tying it all together, Mr. Evan Mark Heffelfinger.
He had the song "Go Getter" as his walk-up song for at least the first like 5 or 6 years of his career.
I thought he was Young Jeezy. Is he Young?
Young Jeezy, yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Do you ever age out and become middle Jeezy or old Jeezy?
Senior Jeezy?
Well, what about all the Lils? All the Lil rappers? Like, do they become medium?
Maybe. Lil Bow Wow turned into Big Bow Wow.
Yeah, he played college basketball.
All right. Bye, Bob. Take it easy. We'll talk again.
See you, boys.
We'll take a break and come back here from Pat Murphy on the other side. Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night.
This is Cole Swindell. Check it out. Hold on, Evan. Crank it up. It's getting to the chorus. Getting to the hook. Now this song I've heard. Check it out right here.
Tales California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter.
I might be playing this song right now at American Family Field. And you like it, Evan. I know you do.
No.
This is sort of a spin-off of a Joe DiMassina song. I want to say from 2000, maybe. Heads Carolina, Tails California, back when I was doing country. So yeah, this is kind of a spin-off of that song. Concert tonight at American Family Field after a 6-1 Brewers victory to take game one of the 3-game weekend series over the Texas Rangers. Tim Allen, Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his real name. And this Brewers 6-1 win gives them an 8-game lead over the Chicago Cubs. Heading into that series on Monday, everyone's pointing to that series. There's still a couple of games prior to that series, so I'm going to continue to take it one at a time. Any Cub-Brewer game takes a few minutes, hours off my life, just because I'm emotional about it. So I want to I want to hold that off until it actually happens. But that's going to be starting Monday. But tonight's game, Logan Henderson, really the story of the game, despite, you know, other stories in this game of, you know, Christian Yelich, the three-hit game, Jake Bowers on base five times, a couple of hits and three walks. You had sort of a team effort going there, played some good defense in this ball game as well. And they get the victory, 33 games over 500. Let's hear from Pat Murphy and hear what he has to say about Logan Henderson.
I mean, he's been real consistent. You know, we love it when he's out there. You know, like he's a guy we trust, and he's been out and been very, very consistent. His whole career, not just this month, his whole career he's been very, very consistent.
He's going deeper more consistently, which obviously a six-man is huge. What do you see in some of the numbers in the late innings and how he's maintaining his stuff? Is that changing?
Yeah, I mean, we've said it from the beginning. When he hits pitch 79 to 81, you know, it's like we see the stuff go down a little bit. But when we tell him, look, Logan, go after it right here, he gives us that. He empties the tank, and, you know, we think that's seven innings, 90 pitches. That's about where he's at. He's been really effective.
Ref Terang's defense is play to end the first inning when he was, you know, 20 feet left of second base, and then to turn around and the immediate scoring threat in the bottom of the first inning. You feel like that just kind of set the tone for the rest of the game?
Yeah, I think it did. You know, you open up like that, and the other team's on their heels a little bit. There's a really good ball club, veteran ball club over there that has, you know, some stars. And that, with the combination of us playing defense the way we did and Henderson just pounding the zone, that kind of offensive threat is, you know, super important. Bowers, five times on base, he's getting pitched to like a guy that, you know, he's one of the top hitters in baseball, so it's kind of fun.
Heard a few that Yelich and Hamilton and Sal and a lot of the lefties in there against Bradford today, and they came through with some big hits against him. What did you like about that matchup?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're looking at every matchup the way we look at it. It's not any lefty versus any lefty, but when there's times when that guy's kind of a reverse split guy, there's times when we leave our lefties in there. They're some of our better hitters, and can do some things. I don't know how many bunt hits we had today, but we had a few. And sometimes it's easier to bunt left on left with that guy falling off the other way. And we executed that three or four times perfectly. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes you leave lefties in. Hitters are hitters sometimes. You don't back out just because of matchups.
Is it kind of a guy like that where it's that higher slot fastball changeup? Does that kind of profile a little more? Of like
sure it does.
Lefties can stay in on that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a reverse split guy for sure. So,
I don't know if you get any post-game report on your guys up in Appleton. The box scores were pretty crisp. Looked pretty crisp.
You can tell from the box score?
Yeah, I did.
He's getting cocky, isn't he? He's getting cocky that he can tell it looks crisp.
Getting.
Well, six up, six down, six strikeouts and like 80% strikes or something.
See, if you're trying to learn the business, don't pay attention to him.
What's the thinking on Adam? Will it be a little bit, or
we'll find out how he comes out of it tonight. Looked like he had good stuff again, but now we want to give him at least tomorrow. See how he feels. If he can do his throwing program, we won't give him back to back. But see if he can do his throwing program, and then we'll have him back after that.
Now there's Pat Murphy after the Brewers 6-1 win. Hitters are hitters. Sometimes you just leave them in there. What have we discussed for about a million years on this show? At some point when your offense struggles, just play your best hitters. How many times have I said that? Whoa. Evan, you've heard it years ago. I mean, just play your best hitters.
Yeah, it's crazy how when you play your best players, you have the best chance of winning.
Most times. But it does go to show that it's not just the lefty-righty split. That was refreshing to hear. guys, we've talked about that a lot. What's going on with Council? And he, just because there's a lefty on the mound, this lefty hitter sits. And no, Murph just said it's a certain type of pitcher that he's going to let his hitters go out there and hit. The best hitters go out there and hit. That's why I'm saying when it gets to postseason time, you're going to see Christian Yelich. You're going to see him. You're going to see him play. Now, you can make the same argument about Andrew Vaughn, too, based on his numbers. But Andrew Vaughn is succeeding because of the way he's being used by Pat Murphy. That's why that's why some of those numbers are where they're at. All right, that's going to do it for us. JoJo Romero and Abner Uribe tonight, they were discussing that. Both three up, three down. Looks like... you know, Abner's probably in front of Romero on the return, but I would say they'll both line up once rosters expand starting, Tuesday. You get the expansion, you get an extra pitcher, you get an extra position player.
Looking good, though. 28. JoJo struck out the side on 15 pitches, and Uribe, two strikeouts, no hits, no walks on 13 pitches.
Gotta love it. Yeah, you gotta love it. All right, that's gonna do it for us. It's game two tomorrow, 6:15 first pitch. That's Shane Drouin down the hill for the crew. And leadoff show is going to get you ready for game two at 5 o'clock. And, of course, after the game, Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show here in the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios. I will be off, but there will be a show. I'll be at a band event in Racine at Dickey's. If you want to check it out, Conviction Band on Facebook. If you're in the area, pop in, say hello, we'll watch the ball game, rock and roll a little bit and have a few beers and just celebrate some Brewers baseball going for 34 games over 500 and maybe 9 games up in the division. All right, that's going to do it for us. For the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski, and Evan Mark Heffelfinger, that is his real name. My name is Tim Allen. Have a great night. We'll see you soon in Smile, Wisconsin. Bob Uecker is smiling back.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.